They can't possibly be expecting us, she said. Not really. Paul nodded. The back door swung open, but the figure on the porch was hidden in the shadows. Caroline stood, brushing her hands on her shorts. Phoebe, she called. There you are. Paul felt his mother grow tense beside him, but he didn't look at her. He looked instead at the porch. The moment stretched out, extended, and the sun pressed down against them. At last the figure emerged, carrying two glasses of water. He stared hard. She was short, much shorter than he was, and her hair was darker, thinner, and more flyaway, cut in a simple bowl shape around her face. She was pale like his mother, and from this distance her features seemed delicate in a broad face, a face that seemed somewhat flattened, as if it had been pressed too long against a wall. Her eyes were slightly upslanted, her limbs short. She was not a girl anymore, as in the photographs, but grown, his own age, with gray in her hair. A few gray hairs flashed his beard, too, when he let it grow. She wore flowered shorts, and she was stocky, a little plump, her knees brushing together when she walked. Oh, his mother said. She had placed one hand on her heart. Her eyes were hidden by the sunglasses, and he was glad. This moment was too private. It's okay, he said. Let's just stand here for a while. The sun was so hot, and the traffic rushed. Caroline and Phoebe sat side by side on the porch steps, drinking their water. I'm ready, his mother said at last, and they went down the steps to the narrow patch of lawn between the vegetables and flowers. Caroline Gill saw them first. She shaded her eyes, squinting against the sun, and stood up. Phoebe stood up, too, and for a few seconds they looked at one another across the lawn. Then Caroline took Phoebe's hand in hers. They met by the tomato plants, the heavy fruit already starting to ripen, filling the air with a clean, acrid scent. No one spoke. Phoebe was gazing at Paul, and after a long moment she reached across the space between them and touched his cheek, lightly, gently, as if to see if he was real. Paul nodded without speaking, looking at her gravely. Her gesture seemed right to him somehow. Phoebe wanted to know him, that was all. He wanted to know her too, but he had no idea what to say to her, this sudden sister, so intimately connected to him, yet such a stranger. He was also terribly self-conscious, afraid of doing the wrong thing. How did you talk to a retarded person? The books he had read over the weekend, all those clinical accounts, none of this had prepared him for the real human being whose hand brushed so lightly against his face. It was Phoebe who recovered first. Hello, she said, extending her hand to him formally. Paul took her hand, feeling how small her fingers were, still unable to say a single word. I'm Phoebe. Pleased to meet you. Her speech was thick, hard to understand. Then she turned to his mother and did this again.